No, I'm just talking about how different the supermarket is. I mentioned it last time. I went to the deli this time, and the man had a tattoo of another face on his face. Mm. And the last neighborhood did not have that.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Where Urban. There were, it was like a family reunion.
Oh.
Perhaps a no yearbook. Longer alive people, but they're all over. When I go to the supermarket now, I just, they're a bunch of uggos.
Oh, that's right.
They're ugly. Because last time I was in the, you know, my wife was, Denise Richards was in there buying
she's a good looking lady.
Lemonade, right?
It's been a while.
This time it was Chuckle Joe and
his goiters.
Switchblade knife. Ooh. There. I thought it was a comb. He ended up shaving the top of his scalp.
Speaking of.
Confused them.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
You released the album.
Hey, you. I don't need to do you.
What about that jazz record you're going to do?
You played.
What happened
you
to your jazz record?
You played.
It's coming out March 15th.
That's
next week.
I'd be aware of that. Am I right?
I sent it to you. Do you ever listen to it?
No.
Ah,
well. But I haven't done the thing. No, but I'm saving it for this trip that I'm taking. I have to go for a long drive. So I want to hear the whole album from start to finish.
Yeah.
Experience.
That's good.
I haven't done the drive to listen to it, but it's scheduled.
Where are you going?
South by Southwest.
Oh, yeah. Texas.
No, I'm just driving Southwest.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Going down to Long Beach.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Isn't that the movie with Steve Martin?
South by Southwest? I thought that was a, what's it called?
Planes.
Hitchcock's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His.
Oh, that
so
was
early in the episode.
Yeah, it is.
For his. 5%
No,
off.
But that's what's his name, right? Cary Grant?
Cary Grant for his you know, what they do is it's like the Paula.
I don't think it was Cary Grant.
It's like
Grant.
The Paula Abdul Pepsi thing where maybe they brought her back to life.
But he did a Hitchcock, right?
Yeah, man, I guess I'll just wait. I guess I'll just shut the f up.
No, I'm saying, wasn't Cary Grant North by Northwest?
Yes, it was
Cary Grant. Yeah, who's the other guy that did a lot of them?
Jimmy Stewart?
Yeah, Jimmy Stewart.
Oh.
You were about to do a
yeah, I was just about to do a spot
do it,
on.
Do it,
do it,
do
it, do
it,
do it, do it, do it.
Okay.
I'll shake you.
My jiggly bits.
Spot on. Spot on, buddy.
My jiggly bits. I think that was from...
That's
my, my jiggly bits.
My jiggly bits.
This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges. I am that Brian Sturges. You are that. You can follow me at Brian Sturges on YouTube at BrianSturges.com. You can follow Cliff Beach Music, and you can follow Tiffany Hall.
Tiffany?
Go ahead and follow Tiffany Hall at Tiffany Hall Music.
Tiffany Hall.
He's transitioning but deciding he wants to pick the name before he starts the surgery. Music.
Yeah.
Woo!
He's keeping his wife either way, though.
Okay. That bit was
got
over.
You.
Like the Matrix. Moved on. Like the Matrix brothers.
Still moved on. Moved on. Cliff, anything to say?
The jazz record. I'm excited. You know, we've been in the PR mode, podcast mode, interview
Everyone
mode.
Loves
gonna PR. Have a nice little piece in the Jazziz.
Jazziz.
Jazziz magazine coming up soon.
Okay, first of all, you subscribe to Jizzes.
Jizzes.
Okay?
Jizzes. Yes.
Well, that's what jazz means, right? It's the same as jizz. Jizz and jazz, right?
I think it's jasp. Like black?
What?
Jasp?
Jasper?
Like Jasper? Isn't it
the
Jasper?
Ghost? So the black ghost is Jasper?
He's not friendly at all. He don't like nobody. Jasper, the unfriendly ghost. What the fuck y'all doing up in here? Like, oh, shit.
That's like Mr. Robinson's neighborhood.
Woo!
This is why, hey, go ahead and like and subscribe. I like that my subscriber number, like, loses one every month.
No, are you not gaining? It's only
like I got my thing.
Report.
It was like 40,000 minutes watched, zero new subscribers.
Ah.
I was like,
no, but
I guess they've seen it and they voted.
Have you seen the new thing of Jasper?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Adam's
yes,
Family.
I'm sorry.
The new
sorry.
Wednesday.
You're right. I started talking about me. I'd like to apologize to you. I'm sorry. I did it again.
Have you seen the new Wednesday on Netflix? Adam's Family.
I don't watch.
Oh, I saw it Wednesday. Yeah, it's great.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard a good thing. Because we went from Casper.
This is why.
Oh.
This is why the guests. You asked previous episode, why guests? This is why. You're witnessing.
Are we? Are we like a married thruple? We. It's no longer.
We're a threesome.
Well, yeah. There we go.
And no one's enjoying it.
Also, yeah, the numbers. Also, I want to turn over to Mr. Hall. I want to give you a little bit of ball busting.
Okay.
Anthony Michael Hall.
The framing.
So good. Of.
Of the TikToks. Are have since day one have been cut off where it says,
oh, yeah, yeah,
the unnecessary tall.
Oh, really?
If you read it, because it cuts off half the U and the K, so it's the unnecessary tall with Brian Surge.
Necessary tall.
You know, I haven't even noticed.
Yeah.
Because I'm an attention to detail guy.
I'm just saying that after like a year, the year and a half, it would be great if we could just actually see the name of it.
I ran into it because I went a little off book for this last short, and I did us watching one of the TikToks, which normally I don't do.
Oh, which TikTok was it? Or should
I mean it? It's the one that was made us all laugh. The most. Yeah,
who would be a guest?
Larry Wilcox is dying to come on. I've already reached out to his people.
Wilcox.
Oh, well, you know, wait a second. If you want to make anything about getting better guests, I'd love. Let's do a competition. Let's do it. Let's see who can get better guests.
I'm saying, but go ahead. What's the criteria? What are we picking guests for?
I could get a Grammy winner here 2 weeks from today.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But that's not funny, though. A comedy
It doesn't
Grammy?
Stop you from talking about it 25 minutes out of a half an hour show. Every week is Grammy, Beyonce, money, albums. I'm a winner. I'm skinny. I love cocaine. Look at my big penis and German homosexual leather garb. We get it.
That's a lot of stuff.
I don't remember a thing.
Send it with your eyes. But hey, it's the, well, nope, the Oscars already happened.
All right, well,
congratulations
Okay, yes. Oh, the Oscars.
Wait a minute, you can't tell me to book a guest.
Barbie.
God, I would love to have Barbie on there.
Oh, Margot Robbie?
Or just Barbie or just the doll. Yeah.
I think we could probably arrange
from the Black History Collection.
There may be a little bit of a Mattel lawsuit.
Yeah.
Now, do you know that the woman who designed Barbie was married to the Hot Wheels inventor? So talk about the two biggest toys.
Well, that's why Mattel owns both.
Is that why?
Yeah. It's in my Mattel book.
Oh, boy.
I used to walk by Mattel when I worked down at El Segundo.
Oh.
Oh, right. That's right.
I lost my wallet. Get it? That's my wallet. And anyway, Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, I don't know that one.
That's when I was on the East Coast, that's when I first heard the word El Segundo. Q-tip.
I want to go. You guys can just go ahead and finish this up.
This
I'd actually love to get do a little bit of work here. So you guys just go ahead and continue.
I'm checking just the stocks. Anyway.
Yeah. Ooh, let's see. Ooh, there's 16 minutes left. Ooh, do I look? Dare I look? Dare I look?
That's when the market closes.
Dare I look? Dare I look? Dare I look?
This is live.
Dare I look?
What happened to our Oscar thing?
What Oscar thing?
Remember we made our picks? We got to come back to that one day.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about it. It's down by 3 points.
We didn't.
Point and
half.
Half a point.
No point.
I'm actually pretty balanced.
Oh, okay. Point. He's doing okay.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
I like to break even for years. That's my long-term investment goals. Now, you, of course, have invested heavily in private islands in which you're volunteering.
Oh, yes, of course. Epstein's.
That's what it is.
Fire.
But they're rebranding it.
I want that concert so bad.
They're going to do another one.
Right?
Fire 2.
Exactly.
Oh, he's pulling out the notebook. Let's see what we got.
This man has notes.
Oh. Did I just drip on here? I had the weirdest thing. You ever just have a
discharge?
Just out of your nose, it just comes out for the first
time. Yeah, like it's water?
Yeah, just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It happened during the lovemaking.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I missed. But luckily, I was able to be like, it was the weirdest thing. It just came out of nowhere. Look at Cliff. See, now it's punching on Cliff's sad ass face. Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, I was thinking about you making a trip. And then it reminded me.
Well, at least it's better than thinking about you making love.
Well, definitely not thinking about that. That's gross. But
I was off to the side of it.
I had a friend that was staying at TNA truck stops as he travels cross country. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him about when you buy just mouthwash in the convenience store, that's the signal that you want a prostitute. You're familiar with that, right?
No.
Oh, yeah. So when you go into like the little gas station, whatever convenience store, if you only buy mouthwash and the girls, you know, the prostitutes are in there, when they see that, that's the signal that to meet you in your truck.
Now, if I owned that place, I'd be like, mouthwash is $24.99.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Or that's how you do it. Be like, yeah, it's 150 roses. That was an old Craigslist thing. Did you ever look for Craigslist prostitutes? I looked for fun one time.
No.
Casual
I remember
encounters.
Three rows.
I think we went on there like back in the 20s. That was the thing. You go on and be like, look. And she's like, I'm looking for seven guys to, you know.
That's a lot.
Eat my bum or whatever. Yeah.
But I got a lot of stains. None of them are gravy. Yeah. Mm. Prostitutes. Yeah, they should make it legal everywhere.
Right. Now, the Bible is full of them.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, temple prostitutes.
Mary Magdalene. Yeah.
Oh, well. She was full of grace. But that's a different.
It's Steve.
Yeah, that's a different Mary.
Oh, Steve from the Bible. Yeah, that guy. Steve. I remember. Yeah.
Well, they made a whole book about like
Gospel
Jesus'
Steve.
Best friend, Biff, who like...
He was whistling in the don't whistle in the camel hutch or something. What do you call those things? You know, where you put the camels.
Oh, the
you dirty Samaritan.
It's like a fucking Samaritan cottage. Fuck no. You! You'll never be nothing. Come at me, bro. Nice language. Hey, I wanted to ask you an actual music related question. Please. I actually had something for you,
please,
because I know you start with that. And
I
then
do.
You,
yes.
You know. You kind of run out of steam, start to yawn, start to think about lunch. Your white T cells count / whatever the fuck goes down.
Yeah, I do care about my T cells. Sure.
Yeah. In the TikTok news is that there's going to be that P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard this? That he's being
bad
sued
stuff, right?
By a gentleman named Meek Mills, I believe. Is
that
Meek heard of him.
Who apparently he was pumping his clips in. Allegedly. We're not trying to screw anything up. But have you heard this thing where he's being sued by Meek Mills? I think.
Yeah. Well, he's got a lot of legal issues. Didn't he have like also like a Me Too thing?
Yeah,
well,
that's what I thought was
but
happening.
But it's back now, like with a vengeance.
Well, yeah. Once you have one, then like...
Because they're putting... I guess the lawsuit is active, so everything that was put into discovery or whatever is now
public.
Public.
Yep.
So all the stuff, and he was like, you were grooming boys, and there's...
That's what it was, grooming. Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, yes.
That's one of the accusations.
That's when you brush their hair for you?
Yeah, he's like, sit between my legs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, who's mama's good boy? Yeah.
Go ahead, sit on my cock.
Okay. Oh, no.
That's it. Sorry.
Oh, yes.
Is it weird to hear with it not starting with like... And why do they call them fathers? Isn't that weird? Like,
I don't like when people...
Padre, yeah.
I don't like when people say grooming.
Oh, no.
I think people use words
like...
Do
you feel like you somewhere you belong now? Huh? Do you feel like you belong to something?
But the thing is, like, they just have allegations.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, man, that's graphic.
Well, Sunday school is over. We'll see you next week.
I mean, do you think that these people actually do these things, or because they're famous, they become targets, and people just say, like, things that they know will discredit or damage them?
I mean,
or do they have
but
proof?
So many people have the same stories, like the Will Smith and P. Diddy. That, you know what I mean? Like, that's, I mean, I'm sure it's like the
Will Diddy
for what's his name there? Beverly Hills Hotel there. What's his name? Richard Gere.
Oh,
the stories,
the gerbil.
The gerbil story.
The gerbil. That's
yeah, he can't walk by a path there without blessing. Am I right?
Now, I heard that was made up
cheeky
by Sylvester Stallone to get back at Richard Gere. Am I right?
For what? Rhinestone?
Wait, that's it was some movie they did together. They didn't. Maybe he spilled mustard in his car or something. I don't know.
Well, he went all Buddhist, Richard Gere, with his beads.
Oh, really?
And then he sold all his guitars, I think.
I bet he knew about the beads.
I didn't know he was a guitar player.
Oh, yeah. He had like...
Huh.
Yeah, in fact, I think he was on the cover.
He was a tambourine player.
Guitar
you know
magazine.
I mean.
Really? Yeah. Man, everybody plays guitar.
Yeah. Oh, everybody. But yeah, I think... I don't trust things just because I hear them. It's probably true, but it could not be. It's so easy now to start a rumor that people believe.
Definitely now, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it actually is true or not.
What rumor about you do you think people would say?
I don't care. I don't care what nobody say.
What rumor would you think they say about me?
Fat.
Oh, well, what a rumor.
What about this guy? Yeah. First of all, I'm dead body. Look, come on. I mean, it's not. That.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the midsection.
He's not corpulent.
Yeah. You're the perfect photo.
I'm thinking that. I don't care. What? Well, I can't even hear shit on my own show. What?
You're the perfect before photo.
It's not that bad.
No, you're good. I mean, you're solid. You don't blow in the wind.
You got big bones.
Yeah. No, but
sturdy.
I think a lot of things are true. But some things are like not even like worth talking about. Like there's just so much BS.
Fine. We'll talk about something else. Would you like to talk about my current supermarket experience? We'll only choose one.
Yes. Or, you don't like the lemonade.
Nor did the wife.
See?
Yeah. I didn't mind it.
It was garbage. The water over here is different too.
The water is definitely different.
It's like I'm drinking straight from a toilet.
To I like to talk about parking etiquette.
That's not out here.
Okay.
Cliff, door, or music symbol, album.
What's the door?
You have to pick
good
one.
Good question. Yeah, you got to pick one. Cliff, pick door, one. Music question?
Now listen, you only pick one.
Music question.
No. I'll take the door for 100.
Oh, you're going to like it.
You want to do this one?
Sure.
You go ahead. You start it.
Did you never learn to knock on a door? Because you just come right in. Ever since I've known you, you just go right in the door.
That is something. You have never, ever, ever knocked on a door in the entire 25 years I've known you. I've never seen you knock on a door.
Because the door was open.
But you
and I was expected to show up.
Right, but you go right in.
Yes, because I was expected to show up at a certain time.
What's interesting is because I would feel weird doing that. Like I still need to knock on the
like
door.
Like if I showed up at your place and you said be there at 11, I would.
If you were expecting me and the door was unlocked, that's why I locked my door. I expected the door was unlocked to come in and say hello.
It's just so different than
conventional.
Well, normally the door is locked and you knock and no one comes.
Right. But there are other people here. But there are perhaps naked wives.
They're not down here.
Multiple naked wives.
They're not multiple.
Well, this guy's a fucking sheik over here.
You're not an Arabian prince.
Rafik with all his... Yeah. Rafik has many. Beautiful language of clearing out mucus.
Wait, so door or music? What's the other option?
Well, it's just...
There it is.
No, but that was the whole thing. It's just that like when you came in, did you just walked in?
I texted, I'll be there soon. You were expecting me, so I would come in. If I was coming unannounced or not for something.
But we all know a person who likes to show up unannounced.
That's true. I've had some unannounced visits.
Yeah, we won't mention
not from you.
Oh yeah, no. If someone was expecting me, then I would expect they left the door open for me, which is why I don't knock. But if I was not being expected or coming for a different reason, then I would knock.
Are we the assholes?
We might be.
It seems to be. He's kind of cleared it all up. It kind of makes sense. Well, there you go. Looks like
yeah, because I'm like running late, so I think I'm like should hurry up.
Oh, so you're just like I got to get in there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm glad we had an opportunity to talk about this because these are the most. You know, communication.
So important.
So important. The other thing was a supermarket or a
sweep.
Actually, I wrote supermarket sweeps on there for fun. No, I'm just talking about how different the supermarket is. I mentioned it last time. I went to the deli this time, and the man had a tattoo of another face on his face. Mm. And the last neighborhood did not have that.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Where urban. It was like a family reunion.
Oh.
Perhaps a no yearbook. Longer alive people, but they're all over. Yeah, and the person in the cheese place was, he was listening to 90s, he was listening to Snoop Dogg on his phone.
Oh, really? Oh, that's fun.
The supermarket is so shockingly different. It's a different social and economic.
Kroger family.
It's Kroger, yeah.
God damn it.
I'm just saying, it's just, when I go to the supermarket now, they're a bunch of uggos.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. They're ugly because last time I was in the, you know, my wife was Denise Richards was in there buying.
Oh, she's a good looking lady.
Buying lemonade, right? Well,
it's been a while.
This time it was Chuckle Joe and his
goiters.
Switchblade knife. There. I thought it was a comb. He ended up shaving the top of his scalp. Confused them.
Speaking of grocery store updates, So Walmart is releasing now a new thing. They're trying to compete with Amazon, and so they're doing like early delivery. Like you get a delivery like 6 a.m. now from a Walmart. Like they just rolled it out.
Sure.
Furniture, whatever. It's like you can just have early
access. I need a left seat by 7:30 a.m.
Yeah. I mean, that's interesting. It's just interesting because you would think like Amazon became such a juggernaut that like no one could compete. But there are like other countries that have their own versions that are competing now, and also like a Temu, you know, from China.
Well, which has gotten into a lot of trouble this week because on their app they require to listen to your microphone. So all their stuff, they're having quite the problems.
China's always listening.
Yeah, I know. Now, here's something else I've noticed. Not to go back to the supermarket, but it ties in.
Sweet.
Things now. I guess I put my phone number in. It's so crossed over that if I buy a product at the supermarket, I end up getting an ad for that thing that I had never purchased before.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. I guess I've had that happen before.
So I just purchased that thing, and now I'm getting an ad for it. So that's how they know that by the phone number connects, I bought this. Now this phone number is the same as on TikTok, so now I get an ad. Like I bought this juice. They have like the Bolt Farm, whatever. It's like It's like
it was the juice. It was Jock Itch. We all know.
Well, I poured it on my crotch, and then
Donald Duck.
What was the point of this?
Oh, the frozen.
They're listening.
Do people still buy that? The frozen orange juice? Like that was so popular when I was a kid.
The concentrate.
You know, like the.
Yeah, yeah.
I never see that, but that as a kid, we had that all the time. Was it cheaper?
Yes, it was cheaper, for sure.
Right? Because the whole thing is from concentrate or not.
I think we have orange. We've got oranges. You're still thinking about it. We got Orange County. So maybe.
What?
Well, we got Orange County. They got all the oranges, right?
I don't think so.
I think that's named after Doug Orange, former mayor.
We have an embarrassment of
oranges. Well, Florida's got some oranges, but we got some California oranges.
Maybe
if you're in Kansas, you're getting concentrate.
A couple of Kansas City concentrate.
Nope, don't say it.
Yeah, thinking hard about where did that orange juice come from? But yeah, no, it's crazy that
I bought a mattress this week. Oh. Now I'm on the goddamn text message chain, and they keep sending me things to review. How about this mattress place? Fuck you. I walk in, I buy a mattress, I give you the money that you want, and I leave. There isn't following up with me doing other tasks.
Yay.
That, you know what I mean? You're fine. I already bought it. Discounter. Why am I doing this work? What I should do is complain about, I never approved text messages. It's one of these things that must have thrown it in a line.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I should say, I did not agree to sign up for these messages. And also, I think my salesman had a tiny penis. And you send that.
Yeah, yeah. How do you like that?
You give those guys a laugh. What?
Oh, my God. I had no idea. Now I know. It's International Women's Day. I forgot to mention.
Well, it's Women's
Day. And Women's Month. But it's like
Valentine's Day. We just had Christmas 6 weeks ago. Get off my nuts. You know what I mean? Like, how many do you need? We just got out of the black thing. Now we're going to do the woman thing? When is my time?
When is the time? No, there's the gay old time, and then there's Hispanic heritage. Yep.
Oh, God, that's right.
Asian month. Native American.
I'm noticing a month? Theme.
They
have, I don't seem to
wait,
be
does Native American have a month?
Yeah, it's because it's indigenous people.
It's
Columbus's birthday, I think. It's the day.
Oh, yeah.
We celebrate
beating them?
No, but everyone gets a month, except white men. But
we should celebrate with blankets or something. Like.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nice heavy wool blankets.
You look like a
Welcome to Pachanga.
You look like a mock man. Do you have nothing to say for International Women's Month? Not a thing about
get in the kitchen!
Oh, no. I'm a big fan of ladies.
Never mind, kitchen. What about you? Nothing?
No, I said,
why are we talking about Fiji film and International Women's Day? Let's think of something funny to say on this death fucking shit turd of a show. Could we come up with anything?
Well, I thought we were going to talk about comedians, like female comedy.
Oh, we could do that. Yeah, we could do...
This is supposed to be funny.
Someday it'll be funny. Well, maybe it needs more time.
I'm saying, what are your...
It needs another 165 episodes.
What would you say your top five list of female comedians is?
You're such a fucking asshole, dude. You're a real fucking cunt. I got to tell you right now. My favorite female comedians are Margaret Cho, Ellen DeGeneres.
No.
You're not allowed to know my list.
Oh, okay, sorry.
They both had sitcoms. You remember that?
Stand-up comics.
Yeah.
Paula Poundstone.
Oh, yeah. What happened with her?
She adopted
a bunch of kids.
But there was like some controversy about it, right?
Yeah, she had a thing for a little. Basically, she was, I think, accused and then found out it didn't happen.
I gotcha. Sandra Bernhardt? Is she in there?
Oh, yeah. No,
Joan Rivers?
Definitely. There's my five.
That's five.
I did it. You see? How progressive we are.
Do you remember Sandra Bernhardt?
Now, you name your five female comics.
Yeah, lay it on us.
Well, what's her name? Sarah.
That doesn't
count. Silverman?
Yeah, she's great.
Oh, my God. Her episode of when she was trying to get AIDS, hilarious on that TV show. Okay, so Sarah Silverman.
Poehler.
I do like Amy Poehler, but I was going to say...
Schumer.
Ali Wong.
Oh, okay.
Amy Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
Wanda Sykes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And... Oh, my God, what is her name? Well, I mean, it's a toss-up. I like Monique. I like some more. Any of those.
Some more?
You remember some more?
Some more what?
She's got a couple.
Monique's angry, right? She's mad she didn't get her Netflix tonight?
She did. And then eventually, like decades later, she came back. The Netflix special last year. After all that hullabaloo she made.
Well, good. It worked for her.
It did.
I like Monique. Want to be a guest?
She's the Oscar winner.
You're going to go have to secure these chairs.
What about you, Tim?
I'm a big fan of...
Yeah, you name five female comics.
I like, because I've watched a lot of Saturday Night Live. I like your Kate McKinnon's.
Those are stand-up. Those aren't
stand-up?
Those are sketch comedians.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to put Cecily Strong on there. She's good.
None of those people count.
Comics.
So all right.
Sarah Lawrence. Comics. Improvisers.
I laugh at a Nikki Glaser.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fun stuff.
Ooh, and both Harry Whitney Cummings. Whitney Cummings.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't want to
Raunchy.
Be just in case.
Raunchy.
Two
Broke Girls.
I think the power is hot. I get it in reverse because she's such a powerful figure in Hollywood. I would sleep my way to the top if my choices were Whitney.
Well, she made other shows.
But the ones who are out there.
Oh.
Roseanne?
Plus.
She was good.
I love my wife. Yeah, Roseanne, probably the biggest comedian on the list.
Oh, that's your stand-up comic.
Norm Macdonald wrote for her.
Oh.
Ah.
Roseanne show.
Tom Arnold. I saw him do stand-up. Hilarious.
Oh, I didn't know he did stand-up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And cocaine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You might know
that's
him best.
That's mostly why he was standing up.
From cocaine.
So female comedians.
Oh, right. Sarah Silverman, for sure.
Well, no. The list must be
completely new.
Unique. Yeah.
You can't list what we just listened to be like, I did it. Obviously, you have to come up with five additional.
All right, so I got to come up with five additional names. How about your Awkwafina?
That's a beverage.
Is she a stand-up?
I thought she was a stand-up.
Awkwafina is a co-product.
In acting.
Oh, wait, no. Maybe is it Tiffany Haddish does stand-up?
Tiffany Haddish does stand-up.
There we go.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Okay, that's one.
Well, that was... Oh, because I couldn't use Sarah Silverman.
That's
but
correct.
But I got Nikki Glaser.
You did.
Okay, I'll give you the answer.
Tiffany Haddish, okay.
You already did Margaret Cho. Yeah.
Nope, come on. You got it. Come on. There's only three more to come up with. Three female comedians out of all the dozens of successful ones out there?
Yeah.
More successful than I?
Oh, my mind is going blank.
A lot of dead space here.
Yeah, that's a lot of dead space.
Come on, three more female comedians. Come on. Come on, you can do it.
And I can't use SNL.
No.
Damn it. I know all their names.
Tracy Ullman?
No. Is she stand-up, though?
No.
No.
She has a great black woman, though.
I'm not sure.
And a man.
I don't think that's correct. I don't think I could name five more comics.
They got to be. Three.
They got to be.
Amy Schumer, you mentioned.
Yeah. I would have said that one.
Robin Show, Wendy Kine.
Did Chelsea Peretti do stand-up? Chelsea, she's good.
Oh, Chelsea Handler?
Chelsea Handler did.
Yeah.
Yeah?
At one point.
All right, there you go.
I'll take both Chelseas.
Chelsea
Peretti's good.
Are we missing any like obvious?
Probably. There's probably a very obvious one.
What's her name that was on SNL? She did stand-up. The black Leslie.
Oh, Leslie Jones?
Jones.
I was about to say Stahl, talking about the wrong Leslie.
Yeah, she's minutes. Good.
Yeah, she's funny.
So that I nailed it.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah. Here we go. There's probably the biggest of them all.
Yeah.
In terms of money, right?
What was that comedy thing with Billy Crystal they always did?
Oh, for farming.
That was big.
No.
That was big.
Yeah, yes. It was big.
Yeah, Rob
it
Williams
HBO.
Too. Yeah.
Just for laughs? No.
No, that's isn't that a place?
That's so funny. I can see it.
Yeah, it was like Live Aid, but
there was only a way to.
There's no way.
Damn it.
You know. But that was a big deal.
I'm not a thinker. Those.
And Jerry's Kids. It was called For the Million
Comic
Dollar
Relief.
Comic
that's
Relief.
That's it. Comic Relief. Well, let's take a relief from this comedy and go ahead and check out Tiny Tim's Tickety Talks.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
Oh, that dog wants in there. Clever. Clever.
Next time the dogs, the police dogs are there, just throw a tennis ball.
They love them.
That's it.
A Georgia woman says she is still in pain and embarrassed after becoming the victim of an apparent practical joke. She says she was glued to a toilet seat at a Home Depot.
I'm a grown woman that can't even set up. I was stuck probably over an hour.
Her sister captured her rescue on
camera. Thanks,
sis. The woman says her pain is not only physical, but mental. Confused by the choices local paramedics made.
I couldn't understand why they weren't just taking me to the emergency room and having a doctor remove it.
Paramedics used DW-40 to try to
DW-40?
Remove the skin from the toilet.
Or WD-40.
A spokesman for Home Depot told WSB-TV the company has left two voice messages for the woman, as well as sent her a letter. A third-party claims adjuster is now handling the case.
Holy moly.
The sheriff's department is conducting a
criminal
investigation. What kind of glue was that?
Gorilla.
That's been crazy, right? DW-40 is...
That's why it didn't work.
That's why it didn't work, motherfucker. You grabbed the wrong thing.
You know you're in the fucking hood when they got the fucking cheese and the fucking red pepper and garlic and shit chained to the fucking table.
Yeah,
for
sure.
I didn't know it was that ghetto over there.
Oh. Is. Well, they had two separate high schools. They had the black high school and the white high school in the 80s. They said, let's bring them together.
Uh-huh.
Disaster.
In the 80s? That's when they desegregated.
A long time later. Yeah. Well, they've redone it now.
Right? I gotcha. They didn't done it now. They went back.
Hi, can I help you?
Hi, is this the house with... is your daughter the one with the Tesla in the truck?
The Tesla in the truck? No, why? What happened?
Oh, I'm supposed to. I think I'm gonna have to. Could you come to the door, please? I have to look at your face.
What?
Well, I can't at this time. What happened?
So I'm a CIA agent, and there's an FBI house that there's a house filled with FBI agents. I thought it was this house, but I guess I'm mistaken. There's a house filled with FBI agents, and they're actively infringing on American rights, and they're betraying their badge, and they've been caught betraying their badge, so they're stuck in a house. And I
what
thought this
drug
was a house
do you think
stuck
he's
in.
Oh, his pupils are
no,
fully
no one's stuck here.
Dilated.
Okay. So you.
So it's the paranoia.
No one,
one.
Who lives with you?
And who
is
are
it
you?
Coke?
Who are you?
Crack?
Are you a neighbor?
I'm a CIA agent. I'm a neighbor.
Oh.
I'm looking for the FBI house. And this is, I guess it's not your house.
No, this isn't the FBI house. Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, they don't work
Do you think he was CIA, yes or no?
I don't think so, but they also don't work together.
I don't think they don't divulge they all don't, the information they don't. Through the ring
yeah.
cam.
Yeah, they talk in code.
It was kind of the lack of a badge or any sort of...
They're infringing on the badge.
The 1990s windbreaker.
Yeah.
Go Hornets or whatever.
But what does our daughter in the Tesla truck have to do with anything? We don't know. He was just
Maybe it's just the start of
that
conversation.
Yeah, that's how I start.
Yeah, he didn't flash a badge, so I definitely wouldn't show. I got to see your face? F no.
Looking oh, did you see about this?
Oh, on Venice
Check
Beach?
This out. Nude woman swings spiked bat on Venice Beach.
You have to make those.
She's fit.
She does have a dancer's body.
Oh, they both have bats?
She picked up a bat.
Oh, I was like...
Somebody should have helped. Somebody should have stepped in. But a lot of people were probably freaked out by...
Yeah, she got away.
Fighting.
No one called police.
Huh.
That's Venice. No one called the police. So she got away completely free. She look, she's over there. She's looking like the zombie show. What are those shows?
The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I was at Venice recently.
I don't know.
I thought about the video we made, but I also thought about... I didn't see any naked woman. I just got a book.
Oh, yeah.
I missed it all.
Oh, when I used to drive to work down in Santa Monica, I'd see a lady on the PCH that was always just walking around with her tatas out. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
I couldn't
weird.
Tell
like
what was happening.
People, they get gross and scary.
No, but it's legal. You can have your boobs out on the beach down there.
Oh, really?
So you
can... Oh, that's nice.
No, it's not a nude beach.
Well, no, but I don't know. Are breasts still a thing that you can get ticketed for
yes.
having out?
Yes, we don't have those beaches here. In Europe, they do, but not in America.
Huh.
It's indecent exposure.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. But, yeah, I used to see...
I can't get a decent exposure around here.
Yeah.
And now I just put a little baby thing in for the
this
dance.
This my baby. Drip too hard.
Uh-huh.
Uggs. Carhartt.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, you asshole.
Yeah, that's what being a parent's like. I tell you that.
Just fired it out.
Yeah.
Little miracles.
I got it.
A little bit R. Kelly for the closing.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
What?
Is it Ethiopia?
America.
Asking if they got their shot.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
I'm into it.
America.
I love how everybody just followed along. Oh, money.
See.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Who wants to come back with Rob to America?
What is happening?
We knew it. We knew it all along.
I have no idea if this is going to pull the so, but keep it going, though. Because this is what you think you're out.
Single ladies, put your hands in the air right now so I can see you.
It just makes everyone uncomfortable.
It's so many.
I'm mad that the musicians are just like so into it, too.
Single ladies, how am I going to get you from Ethiopia to America?
In a bus, right? Or like a boat?
Let me think.
Jeez.
This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges. I'm Brian Sturges, Cliff Beach Music, Timothy Hall Music, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Oh, man, we got out of here so quick. They call me the shit.
You got your passport.